Daily Audio News, I'm Brendan John Worrell. Latest figures bring no relief to home buyers. Property prices in 70 large and medium-sized cities last month rose 10.5% year-on-year, belying people's expectation of a slowdown in the realty sector, according to the National Development and Reform Commission figures released yesterday. Despite hopes of the property market reaching a turning point, the year-on-year growth rate in December was the same as that in the previous month, though transactions in most cities saw a big fall. A growing number of housing units began offering discounts from the end of December, so January could reflect the falling trend. Head of CB Richard Ellis, Research Department, Chin Xiao Mei said, "Prices of new apartments last month rose 11.4% year-on-year, but the growth rate dropped 0.8 percentage points from November. Urumqi in Xinjiang, Beihai in Guangxi, and Beijing led the price hike, with 25.3%, 19.3%, and 17.5%. Since the economy remains strong, we don't see any reason for a big drop in the property market," head of Jones Lang LaSalle's research wing, Anna Khalifa, said. "But there could be ups and downs in the market this year, and we are expecting a fall in transactions for another 6 months." The growth rate of China's property market for 2008 will be 12 to 13%, the official of the leading global real estate services firm said. Despite the temporary price adjustment, the long-term trend remains positive. Prices of pre-owned houses rose 11.4% last month, 2.1 percentage points more than November. Urumqi topped the price rise list with a growth rate of 24.2%. "But I'm sure the property price growth rate is set to drop this year, because more low-rent housing units and affordable apartments will be on sale," Chin said. The government's policy to restrain people from buying a second house and continued mortgage rate hikes are likely to check speculation. Here are the questions for the story. Number 1. In 70 large and medium-sized cities last month, did property prices rise or decrease? Number 2. What good news for home buyers occurred from the end of December? And number 3. What is the estimated growth rate of China's property market for 2008? For more audio news, log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn.